In 2013, New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli implemented a fiscal stress monitoring system that evaluates local governments. This week, the office issued the scores for municipalities with fiscal years that ended on December 31, 2017. Plattsburgh was among the communities listed with the second highest level of fiscal stress. The score was not a surprise to Mayor Colin Reed. In 2016, the city of Plattsburgh faced a $6.9 million deficit and 7% property tax hike. When Colin Reed was sworn into his first term on January 1, 2017, he immediately began to make cuts that have totaled more than $1 million, merged or eliminated four departments, and laid off nearly a dozen city employees. He implemented a five-year budget planning process to replenish the fund balance, which is a key indicator used by the state comptroller to determine a community's fiscal stress. Reed says the comptroller's office provides a worksheet so they knew what the score would be. In a printed response, he said he expects another, quote, bad score or two in the near future, unquote.
The single biggest determinant for the score in the comptroller's audit is whether a city has sufficient reserves to weather any unexpected events. And we've let our reserves dwindle down from about the equivalent of 3 months of reserves down to about a week's worth of reserves. So that's what really hit us, and it was so obvious it was going to occur, and you could have seen it back as early as 2014 or 2015. So I wasn't particularly surprised. The only way we remedy that score is to build up those reserves and to ensure that our expenses are below our revenues.
The reserve that you're referring to is the fund balance. Why is it so important?
The fund balance is designed to take care of any unexpected event, like union negotiation, settlement in court, etc. And we've had a number of examples of events that have occurred that are simply larger than the fund balance that we had maintained. So we had to borrow against other funds, etc., just to basically make ends meet. And that's really not an appropriate way to run a city. And you just need a little buffer, the just-in-case fund that we had completely depleted.
Mayor Reed, how do you think the implementation of the five-year budget planning process has perhaps helped to change the fiscal stress score?
Oh, dramatically. If we hadn't done these various steps that were very hard to do, our fiscal score would have been perhaps the worst in the entire state. We just missed the worst category by 0.8 points. We scored 64.2. The next threshold to significant fiscal stress, the highest category, is 65. So we just barely missed that. We may not be able to stay in moderate fiscal stress this year. There are still some looming settlements that we have to pay that will probably push us over that threshold when we look at the 2018 data. But with the budget we're producing in 2019 and 2020, I think we'll finally start to see the city going in the right direction. We're going in the right direction now, but it's going to take a couple of years for that to be reflected in a fund balance that starts to replenish itself.
Franklin and Rockland counties and the city of Albany are among the other communities listed with Plattsburgh at the second highest level of stress. Communities receiving a designation of significant fiscal stress, the most severe level, are the counties of Nassau, Monroe, Suffolk, and Westchester, the cities of Niagara Falls, Poughkeepsie, and Watervliet, and the towns of German Flats, Oyster Bay, and Parrish. Links for more information are at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.